जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी जमुना तीर बन चारे जय कुंज बिहारे जय जमुना तीर बन चारे जय कुंज बिहारे राधा माधा जय राधा माधा जय प्रभुपादा जय प्रभुपादा श्री श्री राधा माधव श्रीमान महाप्रभु अष्ट सखी की जय श्रील प्रभुपाद की श्री नित्य गौर प्रेमानंद ओम अज्ञान तिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानञ्चन शलाकाय चक्षुष उन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः वन्दे अहं श्री गुरो श्रीयुतपादकमलं श्री गुरुन् वैष्णवंश श्रीरूपं शकरजातं सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं ठं सजीवं सद्वैतं सवदूतं परिजनसायतं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादं सहगण ललितशिविशाखान्वितंश्च ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय कृष्णे स्वादानुपागते धर्मज्ञानादिभिः खलो नष्टत्रिषामेष पुराणाकारुणोनीतः नथ कश्चित् तपसा विद्या न योग वीर्येण मनुष्याय वा न योग वीर्येण मनीषाय वा नैवार्थ धर्म परथा सुतो वा कृतं विहन्तुं तनो भृत् विभूयात् नाथस्य कश्चित् तपसा विद्यया वा Naryoga Viryena Manishaya Var Naryvarta Dharmai Parathasvato Var Prakritam Bihantum Tanubrit Vipuyat.
Please chant. Tasya, his. Kashchit, anyone. Tapasa, by austerity. Vidyaya, by education. Ba, or. Na, never. Yoga, by power of mystic yoga. Viryena, by personal strength. Manishaya, by intelligence. Va, or. Na, never. Eva, certainly. Artha, by material opulence. Dharmai, by the power of religion. Parataha, by any external power. Swataha, by personal endeavor. Va, or. Kritam, the order. Vihantum, to avoid. Tanubrit, a living entity who has accepted a material body. Vibhuyat, is able. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. One cannot avoid the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, not by the strength of severe austerities, an exalted Vedic education, or the power of mystic yoga, physical prowess, or intellectual activities. Nor can one use his power of religion, his material opulence, or any other means, either by himself or with the help of others, to defy the orders of the Supreme Lord. That is not possible for any living being, from Brahma down to the ant. Report. In the Garga Upanishad, Garga Muni says to his wife, Etashavar Aksharasha Prashashane Gargi Surya Chandramasho Vidrito Tishtataha. My dear Gargi, everything is under the control of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, even the sun, the moon, and other controllers and demigods. Like Lord Brahma and King Indra are all under his control. An ordinary human being or animal who has accepted a material body cannot go beyond the jurisdiction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead's control. A material body includes senses. However, these sense activities of so-called scientists who try to be free from God's law or the law of nature are useless. This is also confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 7.14, Mama Maya Duratyaya. It is impossible to surpass the control of material nature, for the Supreme Personality of Godhead is working behind it. Sometimes we are proud of our austerities, penances, and mystic yoga powers, but it is clearly stated herein that one cannot surpass the laws and directions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead either by dint of mystic power, a scientific education, or austerities and penances. It is impossible. The word Manishaya by intelligence is of special significance. Priyavrata might argue that Lord Brahma was requesting him to accept family life and the responsibility for ruling a kingdom, although Narad Muni had advised him not to enter household life and be entangled in material affairs. Whom to accept would be a puzzle for Priyavrata, because both Lord Brahma and Narad Muni are authorities. Under the circumstances, the use of the word Manishaya is very appropriate, for it indicates that since both Narad Muni and Lord Brahma are authorized to give instruction, Priyavrata should neglect neither of them, but should use his intelligence to follow the advice of both. To solve such dilemmas, Srila Rupa Goswami has given a very clear conception of intelligence. He says, now who can guess what he says without looking at the purport? Rupa Goswami has given a very clear conception of intelligence. He says, who can guess? What does he say? A clear conception of intelligence given by Srila Rupa Goswami? Anya Abhilashita Shunya. No. Okay. No one said Utsahan Nishchaya Daryat. But here Prabhupada says that the clear conception of intelligence is Anashaktasya Vishayan Yatahan Upayunjitaha Nirbana Krishna Sambande Yuktam Vairagyam Uchite. Vishayan, material affairs, should be accepted without attachment, and everything should be dovetailed with the service of the Lord. That is real intelligence. Manisha. Becoming a family man or a king in the material world is not harmful if one accepts everything for Krishna's service. That necessitates clear intelligence. Mayavadi philosophers say Brahma Satyam Jagan Mitya. The material world is false and only the absolute truth is real. However, an intelligent devotee in the line of Lord Brahma and the great sage Narad, or in other words, in the Brahma Sampradaya, does not consider this world false. That which is created by the Supreme Personality of Godhead cannot be false. By using it for enjoyment, that which is created by the Supreme Personality of Godhead cannot be false, but using it for enjoyment is. Everything is meant to be enjoyed by the Supreme Personality of God. It as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 5.29, Bhaktaram Jagat Tapasam Savaloka Maheshwaram. The Supreme Personality of God, it is the Supreme Proprietor and Enjoyer. Therefore, everything should be dovetailed for His enjoyment and service, regardless of one's circumstances, favorable or unfavorable. One should use everything to serve the Supreme Lord. That is the perfect way to use one's intelligence. Srila Prabhupada ki. Mukam karati vachanam pangam langai de girim jad kripa tamaham bande shri gurun dinatarinam. So the dilemma faced by Narad is that both of his worshipable authorities are giving instructions that are a little different. So Narad is the guru, and actually Lord Brahma is the param guru and the grandfather. Lord Brahma is param guru, Lord Brahma is Narad's guru, and Lord Brahma is Priyavrata's grandfather. And they were all there, same time, plus Manu. His father, his guru, his grandfather, his param guru, everybody there. So he's been advised by Narad not to get entangled in family life, and he's been advised by Lord Brahma himself to take up the responsibility of entering family life and becoming a king. Why it's necessary for the king to enter family life? Because he has to produce subsequent heirs to the throne. That's why Bhishma Dev actually wasn't able to actually, even though the kingdom belonged to Bhishma Dev, he didn't accept the throne because he took the vow of Brahmacharya, so he wouldn't be able to produce an heir to the throne, which would have been a problem. So therefore this is responsibility of the king. Like Henry VIII took 7 wives just to get offspring. Actually, the request of Lord Brahma, both requests are reasonable. That's why it's a little difficult for Priyavrata. Because it describes in Bhagavatam, in previous, we're in 5th canto now, that end of 4th canto was describing the Prachetas. You remember? Prachetas. Now they were actually, what we're describing in these particular cantos, 3rd and 4th canto, are the family, the descendants of Swayambhuva Manu and Satarupa, who were daughters of Lord Brahma, the son of Lord Brahma, and all of the offspring of Lord Brahma were requested to create progeny, because in that way he populates the creation. So the sons of Lord Brahma have this responsibility, like Daksha, and some of them didn't take it, like the 4 Kumaras and Narad Muni. But Swayambhuva Manu, he was one of them. So he married Satarupa. And then there's so many offspring. They had their children are there. Uttanapad, Priyavrata, Devahuti, Akuti, Prashuti, the Uti sisters, and Uttanapad and Priyavrata. Now we were describing up to the 4th canto the descendants of Uttanapad from Dhruva. And that ended with the Prachetas. Now the Prachetas went off and were doing austerities and renunciation, and they were preached to by Narad also. So they were the throne was meant for them, but they weren't on the throne. So for that reason, Lord Brahma then approached, or Manu approached, his other son, Priyavrata, who at that time was in the Mandara mountain, Mandana Madhav mountain, doing austerities. So the responsibility had fallen upon him. And it was no light responsibility. He had to become the emperor of the world. And it's important that the emperor of a world is a qualified person. That's makes a big thing. It has a big influence. If the king is good, then everything is good. So this is something that you can't minimize the importance of. And Lord Brahma himself comes to establish this, Lord Brahma. And Krishna himself says in Gita that imam raja ashayo vidu. This should be understood by the rajashi, by the king, the vidu. They have to understand. He comes to, particularly Krishna comes to preach to the leaders. Like the sun god, imam viva ashvatam jogam proktavam aham abhyayam. I instructed it to Vivashan. Vivashan manave prahu. Vivashan instructed his son, the leaders. So this is very important, as Prabhupada says. Does he say here? Maybe he doesn't say here, but it's sacred. Oh yeah, we're reading about the GBC, its function in ISKCON. It's not just an administrative body. It has a position of spiritual importance because it's the order of the spiritual master. Guru Mukha Padma Bhakya Chite Te Kuriya Akya. The words of the spiritual master have to be accepted as non-different, as transcendental order of the Lord. So Prabhupada says everything should be organized under supervised by GBC. So that means it's as good as, it is not just some material mundane aspect of the institute. So in the same way, the administration, when it's Krishna conscious, is spiritual. So in that way, persons like Lord Brahma, who is also Acharya, he's saying you take this responsibility, it's spiritual, it's not material. You're not going to be contaminated by it. Okay? And at the same time, Narad Muni is recommending that you don't get entangled in family affairs. So he has to do both. Now, therefore Prabhupada comments, this is possible by intelligence. And therefore he has to, well, first of all, let's look at why Narad Muni would recommend not to get entangled in household life. Because it's more clearly elaborated, analyzed by Prahlad Maharaj. He says that Yanmai Tunadi Grihamadi Sukham Hituna. He says that Fungshastriya Mai Tunadi, what is that? Fungshastriya Mai Tunadi. Rid, what does it go? Fungshastriya Mai Tun. Ridvag, what does it go? Sitaram, tell me. Fungshastriya Mai Tuni Bhava Maitam Taro Mita Ridaya Granti Mahu. Pungshastriya Maitun Pungshastriya Maitun Adi Griham Me Pungshastriya Maitun Adi Griham Rid. Oh, hang on. Go to here. Pungshastriya Maitun Adi. Taro Mita Ridaya Ganti Mahu. On the basis of the Pungshastriya Maitun Adi, on the basis of the Pungshastriya Maitun, the combination of male and female, then Ridaya Granti Mahu, there is a knot in the heart. It creates a knot in the heart. The knot is, Prabhupada explains in another place, sex attachment. Sex attachment. Sex. Yeah, attachment, bondage to sex, and not in the heart. Pungshastriya maitunari taro ridaya granti, taro ridaya granti mahu. Ridaya is a knot. Ridaya granti. Granti is a knot in the heart. So if you've got a knot in the heart, it's hard to establish love for Krishna there. If you've got a knot in the heart of attachment to sex enjoyment, it's hard to establish Krishna there. In the heart, because a knot is in the way, and a knot is hard to loosen. So therefore it's not recommended to tie that knot, as they say in English, tie the knot. Tie the knot. They don't mean knot in the heart, they sort of tie the knot. It's tie the knot. So anyway, I told Griha Kshetra Suta Apta Vitam, on the basis of that attraction to sex pleasure, which is facilitated with the Pungshastriya Maitun, the combining, on the Ato, then there is attachment too. Ato Griha Kshetra Suta Abdai. One becomes attached to his house, Griha, home, because you need the facility.
If you have wife, you have to have home. Otherwise, the wife will be very unsatisfied. You have to provide a home. The wife, no, wife needs a home. Something to give, something to a woman's touch. You know, they say a woman's touch. They like the home, decorated, and garden and curtains. A few months ago, I was in Krishnanagar. We were looking for curtains. And there was another devotee there, an old friend. He also had been a brahmachari for many years, and I was laughing and I was saying, did you ever think that we'd be doing this? Spending hours selecting curtain material? But you become attached to the home, at griha, kshetra, then the land. And kshetra also means the field of activities of producing wealth. That's the field. You become dependent on that. You become attached to that. You become attached to the house. Ato griha kshetra sudapta, to the children and relatives, and vijay, to the wealth. All of these things become very important based on that attraction, on that combination of man and woman. And therefore you become busy, busy, busy. Maintaining griha, building a griha. It's no easy thing. It takes a lot of endeavor. Generally, householders have to work for many, many years paying off the mortgage before they even own the house. They don't own it. They have to. They become the servant of these things. Becomes a diversion from the real business of human life, which is purifying the self. To, as Krishna says in Gita, he says qualifications are going back home to Godhead. That gachchan amuda param avyayam tat. How does that start? Niramana moha jita sanga dosha adhyatma nitya vinibritta karma. This is the real work we should be busy with. Niramana, getting free from pride. Moha, illusion. Jita sanga dosha, conquering over all the illusory association. Adhyatma nitya, being established in vinivritta karma, conquering, cleaning the lust from the heart. All of this takes effort. It takes concentrated effort that you may not be able to effectively apply if you're busy building a house, which is a temporary thing that you actually is not really useful for your real spiritual business. So that these things, intelligent manishaya, they try to minimize the demands of the body. Why? Not because we want to become proud or how renounced I am. No, because it's intelligent, because you can utilize time more effectively for the real hard work of cleaning lust out of the heart. It takes effort, it takes dedication. Niramana moha jit adhyatma nitya vinivritta dvandva vimukta, being freed from the delusion. Param gachchan aparam avyayam tat. Then you can go to that supreme abode. Kama krodha tata lopa tasmat etat trayam chajet. Three vidim narakasyedam dvaram nashanam atmanaha. Dvaram nashanam, the doorways to degradation, are three, Krishna says. Kama krodha tata lopa. Lust, anger, greed. Tasmat etam trayam chajet. One has to utilize this life to actually conquer these things. Kama, krodha, lobha. Now these things actually, it can become increased in householder life. Kama, sense enjoyment. Lobha, greed. Never enough. Divacha arta ihaya rajan. They spend their days simply iha arta iha, increasing the money. Sukadev Goswami says to Bricket, diva cha arta ihaya. The day is spent simply making money, making money, making money. So these things can become, what's the word? Exasperated? You know, inflamed? Kama krodha lobha. They can become actually inflamed. It's dangerous, because in living with woman and house and all these things, they can actually inflame these lust, greed.
So Narad's, and therefore Janashamoho Yamahamamiti, you're thinking, Janashamoho, illusion can increase. Moho, aham mamam, what is it? Janashamoho aham mamam mameti, it's my, I and mine. My house. Especially if you work so hard to build it, pay off the mortgage, struggling many years, now I can relax. This is my house. And it's not so easy to get over that illusion. I built it, it's my house, get out. Or something like that. My house, my fridge. You know, in India they sell the fridge, it has a lock on the fridge. This is my fridge. You can't get in without my permission. I have the key. You seen the lock on the fridge? The kids come home at that night, they're scratching on the door, they're screaming, let us in, freedom. When I say so, I can, you'll open the fridge, not before. It's my fridge. People are going to steal from your fridge. My fridge. And then, okay, house and, you know, okay, these things. Even wife, the attachment is there, but you know, in the beginning, it's like, you see the romance on the phone. It's like, how are you? Well, I'm okay. How are you? Okay. What are you doing now? I'm sitting in the office. What are you doing? Oh, I'm sitting at home. In the beginning, it's like that call. Oh, it's my girlfriend, my wife calling. But after 10 years, now you know, because when the phone rings, the name appears on the phone, you know? So that you see these guys after 10 years of marriage and the phone rings and they go on the phone and they say, and see the wife's name pop up. And they answer the phone, what? What? What do you want? And the answer is something, bring this, bring that. Okay. Anything else? But still they're thinking of my wife. But actually the real, those things, okay, house, wealth, you know, some people very attached, but not as strong as children. Children. That is the real bondage of household life. It's children. Yeah. Because the attachment is so strong, even it wanes for husband and wife, even it wanes for property. But for children, it doesn't wane. Even to the last breath of life, there's so much attachment to the children. It's natural. They're produced, they're an expansion of your body. And actually, because the hope is, as Durashaya, the hope is that through the children, all of your incompleted endeavors will be fulfilled. And therefore, I'll give this. The man is not working so much, your wife is there, a few saris, this and that, but it's to give the children an education. He will dedicate his whole life working. Even we see these people, they go away from their family, they don't live with the wife. They live in some foreign country, make money. Why? To give the children a good education. They're not even enjoying the labor of their work. Not enjoying with their wife. But it's attachment to the children. They want to give them a good education, pay money, send them to a good college. Because subtly, through the success of my children, I can further extend my enjoyment, my success. So all of this, so when it comes, you can evaluate how much money for Krishna, how much money for the children. When it really boils down to it. So generally, naturally, a householder is going to give something for his child's welfare and for their education rather than for preaching Krishna consciousness. It's kind of just natural. Okay, after the family, then I'll support the preaching movement. But I've got to give my children an education. That's the attachment. So that's why it becomes, you know, that effort, it could have been used for some more productive activity in terms of spreading the Sankirtan movement. It's not. So therefore, Narada is giving this valuable advice. So then we say, well, why household life? Why household life at all? Well, the thing is that, okay, so it can be very, it's dangerous, not recommended. In fact, a lot of cases, in the majority of cases actually, you see that people have real difficulty after entering household life. When they were single, their spiritual advancement was solid. But entering household life, they just can't build up the momentum to get it together. They get all swept away. Just maintaining the household duties. Then at the end, they wind up. But so why do we go through it? Well, why is it there? Why is Lord Brahma recommending it and so many other places? Why is Prabhupada say here? He says being a family man or a king in the material world is not harmful. Well, in a way, the renounced life, it was a nice discussion a few days ago that Ajamil Prabhu was mentioning. Actually, the Yukta Vairagya is not so easy. A Vairagya actually is a little easier. Again, no, like for a brahmachari, it's not a question of having issues about how he's going to utilize his wealth, because he doesn't have any wealth. It doesn't become an issue. Everything he needs is provided by the society. Vasandanto Guru Hitam. Everything is for the service of the Guru. He has no, everything is provided by the ashram. That's it. It's easy. No issue. But when we have to manage these things, that's something for preaching, something for Brahman and Vaishnava Seva, something for family, it's always a challenge. So the Yukta Vairagya requires maturity. So therefore, easier, just Vairagya. Don't even get into the arena where you have to manage these things. You don't enter that field. Very easy, Vairagya life. Simple life. Everything you do, you can live. You can live in the... Your whole life is simply service to the spiritual master and his servitors. You just dedicate your life to that. Very easy. But not everybody may have the adhikar to do that. So better to be renounced householder, better to have an inclination toward renunciation and be in householder life than to have an inclination toward enjoyment and be in renounced life. Because that is abominable. And even in our society we see so many people almost go crazy and do all sorts of gross really degraded behavior because they were trying to be on a platform that they didn't have the adhikar to maintain. And they abuse children and all sorts of stuff. That we see that sometimes renunciants can get involved in degraded activity, very degraded, because actually they didn't have the adhikar for renunciation and they're trying to imitate it. So it's abominable. So therefore, the other option is there, because otherwise you're condemned. If you don't have the adhikar, it's just not there, you don't have the purity due to the previous punya, then you've got no way to progress and you can become condemned. So there's no hope. So therefore, family life is a little bit like an inoculation. You know inoculation at school? You used to line up for inoculations. You can ask Hemalavanya Prabhu about it. He'll tell you all about it. It's a conspiracy. Actually, we don't need those things. It's all pharmaceutical company conspiracies. They inoculate you. But inoculation actually is, they give you a little bit of the virus. And the body actually builds up immunity to it, having a little bit of the virus injected into you. So family life is like that. That, okay, you associate with the opposite sex in a regulated way, and then you begin to realize the charm, you could say the charm is dissolved. Right? Because it's not like an unknown thing. You've experienced it, and it's not really what it's. You can see through the illusion. As we gave the example, after 10 years of marriage, the romance is dried up. It doesn't happen anymore. So the illusion becomes revealed. The illusion becomes exposed. That's the purpose of household life. It's kind of a long way of going around it, but better than if you've got no choice. Then that's how it works. So that's there. So therefore, Prabhupada says that if it's done in a regulated way in the service of Krishna, then it will purify you. So you want to have children, they will entangle you in this world, but tat kuru mad arpanam jat karoshi. Whatever you want to do, jat ashnashi, what do you eat, Jatapasyasi Kunteya, the difficulties you accept, Tat Kurushva Madarpanam. Make do it as an offering to me. So you can be successful in householder life if you desire to produce Krishna conscious progeny. If you have your goal to produce Krishna conscious progeny, let me produce some servants of Srila Prabhupada. Let me produce some qualified assistants for Prabhupada's mission. Then your householder life can be the source of liberation. And it's Grihe Dago Boni Dago Sada Harinam Boli Dago. In the renounced life or in the household life, just be Krishna conscious. The effect will be the same. So the result will be the same. It may take a little longer, but for some it's better. Because otherwise if they try to imitate a platform that they're not actually on, they won't be successful and they can be severely condemned. So the options are there. And it's up to each individual to determine in the consultation of his seniors what is his adhikar. Now if you have the adhikar for renunciation, then it's recommended. So whether Priyavrata seems like he had the adhikar for complete renunciation because Narad was recommending, but in this case his duty was to accept the responsibility of the throne. And how he can do both is that he can enter householder life and not become entangled. Because Narad says that he should not become entangled. Narad Muni advised him not to enter household life and be entangled in material affairs. So if he enters household life and becomes absorbed in Krishna consciousness, then he's fulfilling Narad's instruction and Brahma's instruction. Prabhupada ki. Now today is a very important day. It's the appearance day of Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur. So we're going to discuss a little bit about Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur, who appeared here in Navadip Dham, Mamgachi, Modruma Dreep. So I'll read a few things and discuss a few things about Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur. Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Lila, 8th chapter. O fools! Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami is reading, is explaining, is glorifying. O fools! Just read Chaitanya Mangal. By reading this book, you can understand all the glories of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Purport. Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur's Sri Chaitanya Bhagavad was originally written by Chaitanya, entitled Chaitanya Mangal. But when Lord Chandas Thakur wrote his Chaitanya Mangal, then Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur changed the name to Chaitanya Bhagavad. So the Chaitanya Charitamrita was written after the Chaitanya Bhagavad. Vrindavan Das Thakur appeared here in Mamgachi, and he was young when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was performing Sannyas Leela, and he compiled Chaitanya Mangal, Chaitanya Bhagavad, and then actually when you look at the Chaitanya Bhagavad you'll see that it's focusing mainly on Navadip pastimes. The Adikanda is dealing with the Lord's Poganda Leela, childhood pastimes. The Madhya Leela begins when the Lord begins the Sankirtan movement. And the Adi Leela is the Lord's acceptance of sannyas. So two of the Leelas are about Navadip Dham. So the devotees, they requested Kaviraj Goswami that you compile more details on the Ancha Leela, the later pastimes of Mahaprabhu in Puri and after accepting sannyas. So you see that Chaitanya Charitamrita, the Adi Leela covers Chaitanya Bhagavat covers in the two, Adi and Madhya Leela. And the Lord accepts sannyas in the beginning of the Madhya Leela in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela and Anta Leela are all about Mahaprabhu's sannyas, travelling in South India and residing in Puri. So the two books complement each other. And, yeah, so it was written after Chaitanya Charitamrita. Sorry, Chaitanya Charitamrita was written after Chaitanya Bhagavat. as Vyasadeva has compiled Krishna Lila, Bhagavate, Kahebed Vyas, Chaitanya Lila, Vyas, Vrindavan Das. As Vyasadeva has compiled the pastimes of Lord Krishna in Srimad Bhagavatam, Thakur Vrindavan Das has depicted the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. Now, it doesn't seem that it mentions in Gaura Ganadesh Dipika that he's an incarnation of Vyasadeva, but sometimes Prabhupada refers to that. And at the temple in Mamgachi, on the epitaph on the top of the gate, it says, Vyas Avatar. Over there it says, Vyas Avatar. So either he's an expansion or a manifestation of Vyas or an incarnation, but anyway, he's as good as Vyasadeva in terms of compiling the, as Vyas compiled Krishna Leela, Vrindavan Das Thakur is compiling the Gaura Leela. Vrindavan Das Kohe Chaitanya Mangal Jahasraban Tabe Sarva Amangal. Anyone who reads Chaitanya Bhagavat will remove all of the inauspicious things in their life, therefore it's called Chaitanya Mangal. By reading Chaitanya Mangal, one can understand the glories and truths of Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda and come to the ultimate conclusion of devotional service. Jare Jani Krishna Bhakti Siddhanta Simha, the limits of the conclusions of Krishna Bhakti. This is interesting. Purport, Prabhupada comments. Another difficulty in understanding Srimad Bhagavatam is that professional reciters have introduced Bhagavat Sapta or a 7-day reciting of the Bhagavatam. They want to finish the Bhagavatam in a week, although it is impossible that even one verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, if properly cannot be completed in 3 months. One verse of Bhagavatam cannot be completed in 3 months. Therefore, it's a great aid for the common man to read Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur's Chaitanya Bhagavat, for thus he can actually understand devotional service, Krishna, Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. Due to misunderstanding Bhagavatam, people are misled regarding the science of Krishna. However, by acceptance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, acceptance of the disciplic succession. Oh, sorry, wrong one. This one. By reading Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur's book, one can very easily understand the science. Even a great atheist, if he hears Chaitanya Mangal, he immediately becomes a great devotee. Vrindavan Das Pade Koti Namaskar Ache Granta Kore Teho Tarela Shangshar. I offer millions of obeisances unto the lotus feet of Vrindavan Das Thakur. And then it talks about Narayani. Narayani eternally eats the remnants of the food which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur, was born of her womb. So the mother of Vrindavan Das Thakur was Narayani. Now she's described as being one of the nurses, the sister of one of the nurses of Krishna in Krishna Leela named Ambika. And her sister, Kimbalika. And her sister Ambika was Malini, Srivas Thakur's wife. So these two sisters appeared in the house of Srivas Thakur as his niece and wife. So about Narayani, as described a little bit. You see, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was revealing his
opulence as the Supreme Personality of Godhead gradually to the devotees. To Advaita Acharya he went, and then to Srivas Thakur. So the people were complaining about the Sankirtan mission, about the Sankirtan in Srivas Thakur's house. They were complaining. And they said that the king is sending two boats of soldiers to arrest Srivas Thakur because they're doing this Sankirtan against the order of the king. And Mahaprabhu was on the bank of the Ganga one evening, and the atheists, they were criticizing, look, he knows that these king soldiers are coming, but like a prince he's wandering around carelessly, not at all concerned. And at that time on the bank of the Ganga, Mahaprabhu saw some cows. Some were chewing grass, some were lying around, some of the calves were dancing and frolicking in the water of the Ganga. And Mahaprabhu describes he became agitated seeing the cows. And he began to take on the mood of Krishna. And he began to call out, I am he! I am he! And he immediately ran to the house of Srivas Thakur. And Srivas Thakur was in the pujari room in the temple worshipping Lord Nrisingadev. And Mahaprabhu was kicking on the door. What are you doing in there? Who are you worshipping? Who are you meditating on? I am he, I am come, the person you are meditating on. I have come. Yelling out. And Srivas Thakur opened the door, he's trembling. And then Mahaprabhu revealed his opulence. They knew all the time, Nimai, and then he's the Supreme Lord. Srivas Thakur began to use all the paraphernalia, that he began offering prayers, actually, the prayers that Lord Brahma had spoke to Krishna in the Brahma Mimohan Lila, those prayers he was quoting, the Aishwarya, the opulence of the Lord. And then Mahaprabhu said, bring your family members, worship me. So Srivas went in, they called his wife, all the family members, all the people in the house, here, Srivas Angan, you can go there. And they worshipped the Lord with the ingredients that he had gathered for worshipping Lord Nrisingadev. And then Mahaprabhu put his feet on the lotus, his lotus feet on the head of Srivas Thakur. And then Mahaprabhu said, I hear you're in anxiety that these king soldiers are coming to arrest you. He said, let me tell you, Srivas, what I will do when those king soldiers come. He says, I'm the super soul in the heart. So you think that their king can arrest you without me permitting it? Then Mahaprabhu says, however, if he acts according to his own independence and does try to arrest you, I will step into the boat. And when he sees me, he'll fall down off his throne. He'll surrender to me. Then Mahaprabhu says, however, if he doesn't do that, if he acts independently and doesn't do that, then I will tell him to call together all of his priests and the qazis and all of his pundits and bring all elephants, wild elephants, horses, tigers, lions into the court, and get those priests and qazis to recite from their scriptures and bring those elephants and horses to a level of ecstatic feelings that they will cry. And when those qazis are not able to do that, Mahaprabhu says, I will then demonstrate my spiritual power to the king. And I will tell him to bring all those cows and those elephants, horses. And then I will cause them to cry. He says, what your pundits, what your qazis cannot do, from whom you are taking the instruction to stop the Sankirtan mission, just look at their lack of spiritual potency and look at what I can do. And Mahaprabhu says, I will bring those elephants and horses and tigers to the level of ecstatic prema that they will be on the floor, they will be crying, they will be laughing, they will be screaming out with love for Krishna. And I will make all the qajis and all of those priests fall down and cry in love for Krishna. And I will make their king fall down and roll on the ground and experiencing love for Krishna. Mahaprabhu says, you don't believe me, Srivas? And he looked around. And standing there was Narayani, 4-year-old girl, the niece of Srivas Thakur. And he looked at her. And he glanced at her and he said, Narayani, chant Hare Krishna. And immediately she fell on the ground, experiencing prema bhakti, and she's crying and she's calling out, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. So that Narayani, she became the mother of Srivas Thakur. Actually, that's an example of Kripa Siddha. The Lord can bestow, without doing any sadhana, he can bestow the prema like that. The Lord or his prema bhakti, they can bestow. But that's rare. We don't just wait for Mahaprabhu to come and tell us, chant Hare Krishna. We have to practice the sadhana. But she's an example.
So right from that, and then later here, Kaviraj Goswami is explaining that she would regularly get the direct remnants of Mahaprabhu. So she became the mother of Vrindavan Das Thakur. And he's referred to in his maternal line, because his maternal line was such exalted associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this is the important day of Srivas Thakur's appearance. So we should meditate on his glories and his contribution. And read Chaitanya, that story is from Chaitanya Bhagavat. Read Chaitanya Bhagavat. Thank you, Srila Prabhupada ki. Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur ki. So we have exactly 22 minutes to break fast. Dodasi Akodasi Palan Brata ki. Go Brahmanandi. Samaveda Bhakta Vrindaki. Yeah. He's going to contact you.